Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John, what's going on, my brother?
Hi, Gentry. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm excited to have a multi-Grammy Award winner and former lead man or current lead man of the band Kansas. It's hard to keep up with who's in that band. I mean, people leave, people come back. But now you're doing your own thing in this new album, The Amazing Grace. Very, very inspirational music on here. So excited to have you back, and your voice is still sounding great after all these years.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm actually formally of now at Kansas, but really excited about these solo records that I'm putting out, especially this one.
Yeah, I heard you on an interview in the past talking about how you used to listen to a lot of vinyl records, and around here we collect vinyl records at the radio station, and it seems like vinyl's making this huge comeback, and it was an influence, I know, on you as a kid. Do you remember some of those records you were jamming out to when you were a kid?
Oh, gosh, do I ever. I can't believe that, you know, I mean, LPs went dormant for so long, and they were, like, just useless, you know? And I can't believe I had a whole, you know, we'd do garage sales, and I'd sell 50 of them for 25 cents. I could just, you know, it was horrible, man. I should have held on to them. But I did manage to hold on to a lot of them. And my 20-year-old son, we went out and bought a turntable, and I've done about four out of the last five records of my solo records in vinyl, and we plan on doing this in vinyl as well.
Yeah, John Elefante, formerly with Kansas, has a brand new album that is dropping, and it's called The Amazing Grace. I've had a chance to listen to some of the album. I heard a lyric that I was going to ask you about. It's, for the first time in my life, I'm not giving in. So I'm curious, and such a powerful song. That's the lead single on the new album. Those words, when you say you're not giving in, what are the things that you're not giving in to now at this point?
Well, you know, I'm the kind of person that when things were really tough, you know, it was easier for me to kind of just give in than to push through it. And, you know, as we were going through this pandemic, I said, no, I'm not just going to lay down for this. I'm going to push through it. I mean, I'm going to push hard. And that's kind of what I was referencing in that lyric. We try to keep the lyrics, you know, through such a horrible situation as this pandemic was, we try to keep the lyrics on this record with a very positive twist. And not a schmaltzy positive, everything's going to be rosy. That's not what I mean. We, you know, there was enough negative news everywhere with this. I mean, we all remember it. I mean, some of it's still going on about, you know, the whole pandemic thing and what it could potentially do. And it was killing all these people, which was terrible. So we just tried to keep a positive message, you know, during the pandemic. And I think we pulled it off.
You actually caught COVID, right? How did it affect you?
I did. Well, I won't say it was mild, but it was a little tougher than mild. But the worst part was I couldn't sing for 2.5 months. I couldn't get up in my high range, and you know, without that, man, I'm no singer at all.
You live up in that falsetto. What's the secret? Because you know you've been hitting those high notes since late '70s. And you're still hitting them. Is there a secret? Because some of these guys, you hear, they get older, they can't quite hit those notes anymore. But you still got it. What's keeping that vocal cord so strong?
You know what? Actually, I don't have a falsetto at all. I mean, that's all full voice. I would say just the short answer would be that at about 17, I started losing my high range because we were doing nightclubs when I was 17 years old. And I couldn't sing above an A natural anymore. And I said, what, you know, what's up with this, man? I used to sing that Boston stuff easily. And then I started losing my high range, so I stopped singing for 2 years and took some operatic training, operatic vocal training. The same teacher that taught Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder had similar issues to what I had. And I used the Seth Riggs technique, and it gave me 7 notes on my range. It was unbelievable. And they taught me how to sing without hurting myself. So I think it's really paid off all these years to learn how to sing correctly to where you're not damaging your vocal cords. I mean, sometimes I hear people singing, it just hurts.
What was the name of the technique, the technique you just mentioned? What do they call that?
Oh, it's, the guy that invented this technique, his name is Seth Riggs.
What can you give us a brief synopsis of what is the technique?
Well, it's not to squeeze. If we were doing a Zoom call, I'd demonstrate. But, you know, a lot of singers squeeze like that when they're saying, he teaches you how to let the air flow through. I don't mean to blow out your radio listeners. But
oh, no, man, that was sounded good.
That's the only way I can do it. You know, it's singing high should not be hard. It should, if the air is flowing correctly through your vocal cords, I don't mean to give it a vocal lesson here, but if it's flowing correctly, I mean, it should resonate even more and sound even better.
Are you kidding me? Getting a little voice coach here from a little singing insight from the great John Elefante. This is great, man. Don't say you're sorry. Keep going. Give us more, please.
Oh, God. Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's like I said, I gained 6 or 7 notes on my range. And at first, it's like, it was really strange. It's like, I can't sing like that. You know, you don't sing from your gut, you sing from your face. I know that sounds weird, but that's part of the Seth Riggs technique.
John Elefante, our guest here with a new album. It's called The Amazing Grace, and it's available. When is the album dropping? It's this week, right?
22nd.
And you'll be able to get it, be streaming everywhere. And you also, I think, just mentioned that you're going to have a vinyl version of it come out at some point as well?
Yeah, the problem with vinyl these days is it takes so long to get on the docket. They're so backed up. I'm hearing it's taken 6 to 7 months to even, you know, submit. So, you know, I don't think the vinyl will be out for another, I'm going to say, at least 5 to 6 months.
Well, we'll get our hands on that digital copy, The Amazing Grace. How do you define your version of The Amazing Grace? Because you said this isn't really exactly Amazing Grace, which is the hymn we're all familiar with. But right. What? How do you define your version of The Amazing Grace?
Well, first of all, it's the title track in the record, but To define how I see The Amazing Grace, there's so many times in life where, you know, we worry about things and these big things are in front of us that we have to face every day. And, you know, and a lot of us are served up grace, you know, grace to get through it. And I think just grace is an amazing thing. I mean, when you forgive a friend, when a friend forgives me, when I help somebody, somebody helps me, that's all great. And, you know, the way I see it is it's grace from God. And I just think it's a wonderful thing. You can't see or touch it, but it's grace is a wonderful gesture, you know, and I'm so glad it's around. It is amazing. It's very amazing. I see situations of people giving and getting grace in my life that were just unbelievable.
Well, when you got the lead gig at with the band Kansas, they were really popular. They had a couple albums that had some hit singles on them, and from what I understand, you didn't feel as though you were very graceful during the audition. You were nervous, you were young, and you didn't really have the confidence, but it's a great story. I've heard you tell it, but I don't know that all of our audience has heard the story. So if you could go back to that day, I think it was 81. And Kansas is a big band, one of the biggest bands in the country at the time. And all of a sudden, John Elefante, our guest, has his shot to maybe be the lead guy. And how did it go down?
Well, there's a lot of backstory before that that would take too much time to explain. But I think one of the most important things was they wanted me to go in the studio and sing one of the songs from the new record. I forget what song it was now, but the band wasn't there. It was over the Christmas holiday. So it was only me. My brother was there with me for support. and Bud Carr, the manager, and Ken.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Scott, better known as a producer of David Bowie, Supertramp, Beatles. I mean, I was pretty intimidated, to say the least. You know, here's this little snot-nosed kid from Long Beach, California, walking into the studio with a heavyweight like Ken Scott, roll tape, and my knees were shaking. I'm serious. I could feel my knees were shaking, and I mean, my voice was very quivery, and I thought, man, I really blew this one good. So I think I sang a song and a half, and they said, that's cool, we got it. Come on in. You know, we had a little small talk in the studio, and all right, man, we appreciate it. I pretty much thought it was over there, that, you know, what they just heard was not going to cut it. And I got in the car with my brother and he said, you got the gig, bro. I said, what are you talking about, man? That was a horrible performance. He said, they knew you were nervous, man. They knew you were nervous, but your voice fit perfectly with that music. It was like, it was a marriage. It was meant to be. You got the gig. Start packing your bag. This is exactly what he told me. Start packing your bag. And a few weeks after that, or maybe longer, I went to rehearse with the band in Atlanta. I still hadn't gotten the gig, but that's when I got to meet all the guys at the band, and they didn't want to work on any of their material. They wanted to work on my material. So we were working up a song called It's Time We Face It, and those guys had already rehearsed it and kind of made it, you know, it inherently had that Kansas sound, of course. And I'll never forget the first time I heard one of my songs, you know, being played by the group Cans. It was an out-of-body experience, man. I mean, just hearing that with, you know, Robbie coming in with the violin and Kerry doing what he does on the keyboards, and it was just magical.
I know that you have a lot of admiration for Kerry Livgren, of course. You know, he feels like he is Kansas. But what's your relationship like now with Kerry, and do you see the two of you ever getting back in the studio and making some magic?
You know, have you heard of Kerry's Cantata record? Have you heard about that?
I have not, no.
Kerry just put out a record that he's been working on for over 35 years called Cantata, The Resurrection of Lazarus. And incidentally, it's an incredible record, man. It's almost like a, I don't know how to explain it, but it's very different than a regular Kansas or Kerry Livgren studio record. You know, some songs are only a minute and a half long. Some songs are only 40 seconds long. But it reads like a play. It plays like a play on record, on vinyl. And I played the character of Lazarus, so I have a lot of standout parts on that record. So to answer your question as to if we've worked together, yes. And I speak to Kerry fairly often. We're still good friends. And I don't know how much he's going out doing live. But I wish that his Cantata record would get the notoriety it deserves.
We'll have to check it out. Yeah, I mean, he was amazing, and the sound that he had really was the sound of Kansas, all those hit records that we've been singing along to all these times. Why do you think Kerry left Kansas? I mean, how could he leave a band that he meant so much for? What do you think made him leave?
I think he just wanted to try some different things. He had a group. He started a group called AD. I think he was feeling, and he was feeling a lot of pressure from the at that time. The record companies were wanting hits, and that's when, you know, MTV was coming on the scene. And Kerry felt like, you know, I don't want to just come up with these schmaltzy hits, man. I write what I write, and you know, Kansas was getting a ton of pressure to come up with hits, and I think Kerry just got a little burned out on it. He decided to exit, him and Dave Hope, and that's when I left.
What's your relationship like with Steve Walsh, of course, former lead man of Kansas? Is, you know, you guys both kind of went back and forth with that gig. Was it something where you guys were friendly? I really don't know the backstory, but I would think that there had to be some competition there as well. What was the relationship like with Steve Walsh, if any?
Well, first of all, I never met him. I've never met Steve Walsh.
Even to this day?
I'm sorry?
You've never met him to this day?
I've never met him to this day. I would never consider myself in competition with Steve Walsh because he's the mentor and I'm the student. That's the way I still see it. I'm the guy, one of the most phenomenal singers ever. You know, he's up there, in my opinion, with Lou Gramm and Steve Perry. And, you know, I would never see myself in competition with Steve Walsh. But I've tried to write him. I had his email address. I wrote him on Facebook, a private message, probably 6 or 7 or 8 times to really tell him how much he meant to me as a singer. And never heard back from him.
Amazing.
Not a peep. Not a peep.
Well, we're joined with the multi-Grammy award-winning John Elefante. He has a brand new album out called The Amazing Grace. I know you're really strong in your faith. I feel like faith lately has really been tested. It's really odd times that we're in, and especially now with all this information that comes from different places, people can be, you know, persuade other ways. What do you think the state of faith in this country is right now?
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know. It's you know, this war in Ukraine's a little scary. I mean, is it going to escalate? You know, are we going to be dragged into it? I mean, that's a scary thought. You know, I don't know. I think our country's a little confused as a whole right now. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And even the kids today, like I have two younger children, teenagers, and the information they can get right there on their telephone. And, you know, there's no accountability now with writing articles and putting out information. I feel bad for the youth of today because they're influenced in so many ways. I mean, we were kind of just influenced by Zeppelin and the Beatles. And, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of that information at our fingertips.
Exactly.
And it's just
and what your kids are hearing, you don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, it's like we're in a world of we don't know what to believe. We're taught at this point, you know, you have to be careful because you never know if someone's telling the truth nowadays. It's it's the woke world. We're all so woke, John, I think is the problem.
I would agree, my friend.
And then finally, speaking of faith, I'm wondering if you have faith in the Tennessee Titans this year. I know you are a season ticket holder. How are you feeling about them Titans this year?
It's funny you should just ask because on my lap is my laptop, and I'm reading about A.J. Brown, the receiver that's holding out for more money. I've been a season ticket holder since 1999. I was at the Super Bowl when they played the Rams. How do I feel about them this coming year? Right now, not too good. I love Ryan Tannehill as a person, as he's a great dad, he's a great citizen. But man, when I was at that game when they played Cincinnati in the first play of the game, he threw a pick. I just went, oh, no.
He had a hell of a run, though. He had a hell of a run a couple of years ago where it was like, who is this guy? Joe Montana? And maybe the defenses have figured him out.
He did. He had a resurgence, and I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, the receivers kept getting hurt. Julio Jones didn't play up to expectation. He was hurt all the time. But hey, we got a bye week and two home games and couldn't get past the first one.
I love that passion. I love that passion, John. Whenever you say "we," man, I know that you're all in on it. So, good luck on those Titans. And man, thanks for the time. One of the great voices of rock and roll music, of music period, John Elefante, multi Grammy Award winner. And thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.